Over the Top by Joel Getsu, read by Rhea314. Fandom Samurai Flamenco. Rating general audiences, no archive warnings apply. Mari and Moe's magical moonlight marriage. Read the invitations and signage and ice sculpture and press release. The most romantic wedding of the year.
And I thought our wedding was over the top,
Goto said under his breath. Some of the flower arrangements were in antique vases as tall as he was, and they probably didn't use real diamonds or anything for the starry night effects on the ceiling, but whatever it was sure looked expensive. Be nice? Masayoshi wrinkled his nose at his husband. I'm really happy for them. Moe and Mari twirled on the dance floor in ruffled princessy gowns that were their third outfit change, complete with shoes and jewelry change, according to Kono, who noticed these things, for the evening. Mari dipped Moe down for a brief kiss, and it was hard to tell who was more besotted.
You can't tell me you'd think they'd have done all this if we hadn't done it first, said Goto.
Not that he was jealous. He was just stating facts.
Sure, they probably still would have rented the horse-drawn carriage, but it still feels like they're trying to outdo us because our wedding was going to conflict with their consort tour before they changed the dates.
Well, Masayoshi paused to finish his last bite of cake. There had been three cakes, one to represent each of the brides and one in honor of their best friend Mizuki. Maybe we inspired them. I know it's scary to do something first when no one else is doing it. If our wedding made them feel safe to finally be themselves, that's the best compliment anyone could want. The small chamber orchestra took a break, and a trio of harpists took over, as Mari and Moe left the dance floor to talk to guests again.
I guess you're right about that.
Goto took Masayoshi's free hand to brush a kiss against his knuckles.
They're nice girls. They deserve to have the fairy tale wedding of their dreams, if that's what they want.
Author's note. Addendum. Overall, Mari and Moe wore each five different gowns over the course of the evening. Mizuki had two, because she didn't want any more. The cake flavors were matcha cake with white chocolate frosting, chocolate cake with raspberry frosting, and lemon cake with cream cheese frosting and lemon curd. The honeymoon was spent in various castles in Europe. They got married on the autumnal equinox, because the September-October moon viewing season in Japan is considered the best, most romantic time to get married. A small wardrobe of lingerie was bought for the honeymoon. Mari and Moe sang a duet ballad they wrote for the wedding. The end. If you've enjoyed this story, please leave feedback to the author. You can do that at a link to the text through this Podfix post. Thank you for listening.